Listeners will remember listening to Alain and Yolande Chapelle telling us about irises, and I'm here today to find out how to grow irises the best. First of all, Alain, are irises a good flower for Brittany?
Brittany is very special because the soil is very acid. So for much of the plant, you have to add lime in the garden.
Like chou?
Yeah, in French it's chou, yeah.
What effect does that have on the plant then?
You know, the calcium is very important for you, for the animal, and for the plant also. Everything needs calcium. And you don't have calcium at all in the soil in Brittany. So we have to add calcium.
And
so,
is that regularly?
At the beginning, you have to add every year to get the level of the pH. The pH starts in Brittany 4.5. So it's very, very low. So you have to put lime every year until you get the pH around 6, 6.5, 7. 7 is perfect. So you have to add lime every year for maybe 10 years. And after, you can wait every 2 or 3 years.
This, you give lime, chou, yeah, to the plant. Does this help with the leaf or the flower, or both?
Most of the flowers, except the rhododendron or some very specific acid plant, but most of the flowers, even roses, even daffodil, is much better if you have lime here.
Yeah, but particularly for irises.
They don't grow very well if they don't have calcium.
So if you have an iris in your garden and it doesn't flower...
Maybe it's this, yeah.
Ah,
but it's
really
not only... You need lime and you need also sun. If you plant them in the shadow, you don't have flowers also.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I understood that you have to expose the rhizome. Is that right?
Yes, we must see the top of the rhizome. Yeah.
Is that because it needs warmth or...
Of course, warmth and sun also on the rhizome. Also, they can rot. If it is too wet, they can rot.
That is a big problem in Brittany then.
Yeah, no, if you put them at the surface, or you can make a small mount, 10 centimeters, you know, and you put them at the top of the...
On the ridge?
Yeah, yeah. So the water is going down, and so it's okay.
If you lighten the soil with different material, if you introduce sand, for example...
No, you don't have. You have enough sand in the soil in Brittany. So, of course, you can put sand made by shells. We call this merle.
I saw in your garden, you have a big pile of them.
Yeah. This I put, it's not to make the soil less heavy. No, it's not for this. It's just to add lime.
Tell me what this merle is made of then.
It's made of shells.
Seashells?
Seashells, yeah.
So that breaks up the soil as well?
Yeah.
And it adds calcium?
Yeah, of course, yeah. And also magnesium. In the mare also you have trace elements. So it's
nutrition.
Of course,
for the plant.
For all the plants, yeah.
Do you need to fertilize irises otherwise?
Yeah, like in the garden, they need phosphor.
Phosphorus
and potassium.
And potassium.
Potassium. Nitrogen, yeah, very little. If you have more nitrogen, you can, it's not good, you get more leaves and not flowers.
Ah.
So, no, it's mostly potassium. Potassium for all the flowers is good. But if you have ashes...
From the fire, from the wood fire?
It's perfect, yeah.
I know what to do with it now. I have it at home.
Yeah.
And that applies to other flowers as well?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Ah. All the flowers. Even for the vegetable, you will use them. It's good also.
Good. Mm. Yeah. Now, last time we spoke, you gave us a little idea about your work here, which is not just to expose and sell irises, but it's also to create new varieties.
Yes.
Now, that's a very specialised thing to do.
Yes.
Are there many other people that do this in Brittany?
Maybe another one. In France, we are, maybe less than 10, sure, in France. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very interesting because I buy flowers from Australia, from America, from France, but it's nice to try to create new cultivar, new kind of varieties. So it's very easy to create new varieties. But create a very good variety is more complicated. Create varieties, you take the pollen of one of the father, you have to choose the father and the mother. So you take the pollen of the father and you put on the stamen of the mother. You can mix also, because all the flowers, they have pollen and they have stamen. So you can take the pollen of one variety, put on another variety, and take the pollen of the second one. And put. It's like create a baby. You never have two babies, the same baby. That's all the time you have new cultivar. So after you have to choose a good one. A good one is vigorous varieties. Stem very strong, with a lot of branches. Four branches is good, and on each branches you have flowers, one, two, three flowers. And after you try to get new varieties, new association of color. I am quite famous in France because I create very bright orange. Flamboyance dorée, fulgurance, je veux du soleil, it's irradiance, it's a very new one. Of course, I try to mix orange with another kind of orange, or a very pale orange with a quite brown, and after you try to get something very bright.
Yeah. You have to be very patient with this, don't you? Yes, because it doesn't happen overnight.
No, of course. And maybe you can make cross, and after you see the baby 3 years later and nothing is good, so you have to try again until you get something very
nice. You have to wait 3 years.
When you start, you need 3 years
to see the
first flowers.
But after you need maybe 2 years more. To
be sure that they are blooming every year, yeah, because if they are blooming every 2 years, it's not good. You know? they must bloom every year.
All right. Now we're at the very beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Will you be introducing some new varieties to the public this year?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
What? Tell us about what you have in store for us.
I have six new varieties I create.
With some extraordinary names, Effervescent, yeah. Marin le Pétillon,
yes.
But also Gilgamesh. It's a fantastic name for a flower.
Yes.
This is a variety which will last forever. Yeah. Is that right?
I hope so. And Marin le Pétillon. Marin is one of my grandson, and he's very, very... Yeah, Pétillon in France.
All right, it's full of beans.
Very, very good and strong energy.
And this one is named after him.
Yeah.
Well, I can recommend anyone in Brittany to come and see your garden. Alain Chapelle, thank you ever so much for your talk and your advice about growing irises in Brittany. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm very happy if you come in the garden. And if you want some more explanation, you ask me and I can tell you what to do. And of course, if you want to create new varieties, I can tell you. But the most difficult thing to create new varieties is to know what is good in one iris, what is not good. So you have to choose the good parents.
Okay.
And this I can explain if you want.
Thank you very much indeed, Anna.
With pleasure.